So the mission teaches that the no Yom Tov for Jewish people like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. And the question is like, what's Pshat of this mission? And then the second question, the Meiri there explains that there is no Simcha expressed in Yom Tovim like the Simcha that's shown on Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. And the Meiri is referring to the fact that the Jewish girls would go out and they tried to find their spouses. And the question is, why is this, like, what's the significance, what's the connection between marriage and Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur? This is the way that they express the Simcha of Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. So perhaps we can explain as follows. If we look at both Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av, the Gemara specifies two different types of things that creates the Yom Tov to the day. So meaning that on Yom Kippur, the Gemara says that it was both the day that received Luchos Shniyos, but it's also Dev Slicha Mechila, that there's a past significant historical event, the fact that received the Luchos Shniyos, but also something that's ongoing, namely the fact that Yom Kippur is a day of Slicha Mechila. And same thing is true when it comes to Tu B'Av. The Gemara delineates various historical events that occurred in Tu B'Av. The Jews stopped dying in Midbar, they're allowed to, the Shvatim allowed to intermarry, etc. And the Gemara though also adds though that this is the time where the Jews began learning more Torah, the nights began getting longer. Now we're able to add on Chaim to our lives by increasing the amount of Torah study that we do at night. And perhaps we can explain that the significance of both of these reasons, namely both the historical and the ongoing current reason, is that the Simcha of Tu B'Av doesn't, in Yom Kippur, doesn't only emerge from the past, but emerges from the present and the fact that now we're able to realize the full human potential. Meaning that on Yom Kippur, we behave like angels, we refrain from physical bodily pleasures, in order that we should realize the potential that we have in this world, that we have the ability to elevate ourselves, that we have to live a spiritual life. And the same thing is true when it comes to Tu B'Av. That on Tu B'Av, the point of the fact that now the nights get longer is that now we have the ability to realize our potential. That we have the ability to increase in our life by increasing in the amount of Torah that we study. So both Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av, they're not only demarking significant historical events, but also marking the fact that now we're able to internalize the human potential. And for this reason, perhaps we can explain that the Simcha of both Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur is expressed by the girls going out to meet, find their mates, because the greatest expression of potential in this world is the potential that exists within a couple's marriage, that two people have the ability to create, to continue. And that is the greatest expression of human potential. So the perfect celebration of both Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur is by getting married, because getting married is the expression of human potential, and the whole idea of both Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur is the expression, the celebration of the ultimate and infinite human potential.